yeah. Everybody clap your hands. Or don't. I'm not your mom. Can't tell you what to do with your hands. You can clap them if you want to. You can put them on the table. You can put them in your pockets if you want to. But whatever you do, take them out of your pockets. Clap your hands. I'm telling you what to do. Is that... how was that? Good?
That was a great way to introduce the show.
Was it?
Yeah. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Cam.
Hi. How you going?
I'm well.
And that concludes the first segment.
Right. I really have to go. I'm so sorry.
We've been setting up for about 2 hours.
Hour and a half, 2 hours, yeah. Technical difficulties out the wazoo, as they say in the industry.
That's exactly what they say. Tom built everything that he brought over.
From scratch.
And then he said, Cam, we've got 5 problems. The mic doesn't work. That USB thing doesn't work. Mm-hmm. The keyboard doesn't work. The channel doesn't work. And the USB doesn't work.
And the entire software. And the software
doesn't work.
We had to rebuild it from scratch.
Ooh, and then we did. And we nearly fixed all the problems. The last problem was the keyboard, which still didn't work, but we found a new keyboard solution. So we're here.
We're sharing. We're back to the old school. Do you want to play us in? Welcome to Beans Talk.
This is Beans Talk.
Fully improvised podcast. We're going to have a fun old time. But make sure you don't clap your hands because you know we can't. Because you know you can't. You just can't. Don't do it.
Beanstalk. So I had a look at the listen to last week's episode.
Last week? Last week. We get together once a year and a half.
2 years ago. I listened to 2 years ago's episode. And I remember we had many conversations about how the intro should be brisk, brief, and to the point.
Minimum 5 minutes. And maximum.
And yet it was still
2 hours.
So drawn out. So I've decided to write Tom he hasn't seen it before, an intro script. So he's going to now read it for us. There we go.
Oh no, this is in letter format. I can't read your writing. All right, here goes.
Okay.
Are you going to play me in?
Yep.
Dear Cameron, the following is an explanation of how the podcast works. Cam has a list of segments and a microphone and a piano. Tom has the same items. Not true. We shall take it in turn. Is this a contract? Do I have to? Oh no, you've put a place for me to sign. Alright, we shall take it in turns to introduce the segments to each other, and then the other person has to come up with the content for that segment. The piano is there to provide appropriate musical accompaniment. That's it. Why did it take 15 minutes to say that last episode? On to the first segment. Cam, do you have a segment title for me? Yours, Chris Seeley, Tomothy Grebson, signed this day, the 28th of April, in the year of our Lord, 2023. I just like to say that if I can just carve out 15 minutes for a quick quick intro... this is an entirely improvised podcast. We get together maybe once a year or something.
Did I miss that bit?
Just long enough for us to forget how it goes, but
how to set it up.
We're gonna throw segment titles at each other. The other person has to improvise what those segments are about.
Are you now saying exactly what I wrote down again?
In my own words, yeah.
Summarize.
Before I sign. Okay, Cam, segment title. Wow, that was a record time.
Any thoughts?
Is that the name of the segment?
No. Oh, true. All right, let me have a look and see what segments you want.
You don't even know.
I just set myself up really nicely.
This is why it takes 15 minutes to get to the... Oh, gosh.
I set myself up so nicely.
And we'd like to thank our sponsor, and that is a lamp.
A lamp. Okay, here's my first segment. It kind of flows on from what we were doing. This is called... Soothing Soundscapes by Tom Grebel.
That's nice. And after all the chaos of setting up, it's nice to have a nice little, soothing soundscape. If you can hear it, if you can hear crying babies in the background, it's because Cam hasn't had his yogurt.
I accidentally pressed the crying baby button on the keyboard.
Hasn't had his yogurt breakfast. Soothing soundscapes. We're easing into the podcast today with a silly voice sounding a little bit British. I don't actually know how to play the piano.
But I'm moving your fingers.
This sounds kind of smoothing. Smoothing? Smoothing? Oh, that's nice. Okay.
Reminds me of a Balinese porch.
Balinese pork? Porch? Porch? You know, this isn't soothing. This is just... Ah, there we go. Now it's soothing. Okay, I forgot that top little note. Close your eyes for a moment. Clap your hands real loud. Do it. It's soothing! Soothing soundscapes! Like I said, I don't know how to play the piano and I don't know what smoothing soundscapes is, so I just had to make something up. Cam, you alright? Oh.
It was so soothing. It was such a long build up to a really abrupt...
Oh, you said soothing!
And angry.
Oh, okay. I am angry at technology and everything, so... That's what you get. That's what
I feel soothed.
Do ya?
You got something for
do
me?
Do ya, Cam? Clap your hands.
So. We can mark that for the video.
As tradition for this podcast, a part of the 15-minute intro is, as tradition, we have to go through our segments and say what percentage of them roughly is good and bad, because I did not prepare.
Well, since we got that one out of the way, apparently 80%.
Yeah, okay. Good. So that was, Your 80% is good. You got an 80-20 split.
I've got a solid amount of episodes.
Well, that's good, because if you've got 80, then I've got the other 20, and that's fine. That's great. And it's going to be 100% good.
Half a good episode.
Half of a good. Is that how that works?
100% of our episode will be half as good.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Cam's top 7. Woo! Yeah, that's right. We're starting with the top X. Cam's top 7 spooky supernatural stuff. Spooky supernatural things.
So I'm gonna name 7.
I'm just so tired all the time.
7 of the most spookiest supernaturalist things to exist.
You don't have to. Like, I'm not gonna tell you what to do. But
number 7. Circuses.
Yeah, spooky.
They're super natural in the way that you think, how could that be natural?
You think, oh yeah, people just do this all the time.
Doing flips and stuff. Natural, I guess. Super in the way that they're really good at that.
Super
natural.
And they make it look natural.
Yes, they that's exactly it. It's a super trick that looks natural. Clowns, though, creepy.
Number...
On
Are
clowns,
we going backwards?
On clowns. My sister and me used to have a collection of marionette puppets.
Ugh, gross.
And we liked them a lot. And she put a bunch of hooks in her ceiling and hung them all kind of above.
Oh!
Yeah.
Like by the necks?
There, around there. Oh. In her room. So there's heaps of puppets hanging from the ceiling in one corner of her room. And so we're in the room and they're not there anymore, but the hooks are still there. And Jeez. Carl, my son, pointed at the roof where the marionette puppets used to hang. And he said, there's a clown there. And one of the puppets was a clown. And I was like, scary. And then I think I realized later that I had misheard what he said. And I think he wanted to put the blind down. But in the moment, it was really creepy.
Oh my God. Uber scary. Is that number 6?
7. This is number 6 now. What was it? Can you give me the brief again, please?
Cam's top 7 supernatural spooky thing.
So, number 7 is clowns are spooky. Number 6.
What didn't you say, circus? Oh, circus and clowns. Okay, they're all related. Yeah, I got you. Remember, these don't have to rhyme.
Oh, yeah. And they're not going to.
Wink.
What are you trying to imply?
Nothing.
Number 6 of the most... I'm in the flow. Well, I'm not. When I say I'm in the flow, I mean that I'm starting to get into the flow of not being able to do it right. Number 6...
Which is the flow.
Which is the flow.
That's exactly how this works.
Of the spookiest things in the whole world is Niagara Falls. You ever heard of those barrel things?
Barrel? Barrels?
That's the ones?
Yeah, barrels.
You know how people like go in them and go down like over the edge?
Yeah.
Can you imagine like being inside a barrel and then just like not knowing what you're doing and then going over a waterfall?
That'd be pretty spooky.
Why would somebody like that?
Because, I don't know, that's kind of fun.
Why would you say, right, here's a thing that people have been trying to do and there's been a 100% death rate, but I'm the one that will finally survive it.
Well,
and
yet
I might be maimed.
That'd be pretty cool. But what? If you do survive, then you go down in history. Like that one guy who did it.
And if you don't survive, then you'll go down the waterfall.
There you go. Die. Into history.
So, number 6 is barrels.
I thought it was Niagara Falls. Why do I really need a pee right now?
No, give me number 5, please.
Number five is... it's you. You got to do it.
Yeah. You were starting. That would have been a great Inception moment if you just did all of them for me. Number 5 is Friday the 13th.
Okay, that's kind of spooky.
So, the Friday the 13th is the spookiest day of the year because it's the year when bats...
not bats.
They creep about in a way that's very creepy.
What do they do the rest of the year?
Most of the year they kind of hide in their cave and just frolic.
They frolic and
they're a lovely, happy animal.
Can you do your best, Michael Caine?
No.
Please. I was just thinking about Batman. Right. Like in the...
Oh.
Yeah, that is pretty good. All right. Number 4. Yes, and.
Number 4 most spookiest thing is children walking down the hallways with flickering lights around them.
Mm.
And what do they say? They say, play with me?
Yeah, they do say that a lot when they're walking down the hall, flickering lights.
What's creepy
such?
About that?
Nothing.
I guess it's just the lighting, isn't
you
it?
You like kids.
Right. Top tip for fixing creepy situations kids? is just get those light bulbs changed.
Yeah,
you don't
that's
want
fair.
It flicking because when you're flicking, then your brain is ticking over all the stuff that could be going wrong, and that makes things supernatural. I'm looking forward to your summary.
I kind of tuned out
of course you did.
Like 30 minutes ago. You got the pitch wheel.
Ooh,
you got the pitch wheel.
I should not have started that.
No, we're in a brave new world.
What are we up to?
Number 3. Is that true?
I think number 4 was children playing with you.
Yeah, just children. Just being,
children.
Being supernatural. Just, you know. None of these are spooky.
No.
I'm just doing diminished. Yeah, there you go.
Number, spooky. What is it? Number 3?
Uh-huh.
Number 3 is All Hallows Eve, which, as everybody knows, takes place on the
13th, Friday 13th.
Of October, the third last month of the year.
Think about it.
It's a big conspiracy and it's all connected and it goes right to the very, very bottom.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. That's why we were talking in perfect unison.
That I wrote for
this
him
is all written
beforehand.
Out. Pause.
We
take a sip of water.
Pause for laughter. Oh no. Pause for applause.
Pause.
We forgot to bring the live studio audience in here.
Oh yeah.
So what was
we'll
that
fix
one
in post. That was number 3. This is number 2.
Number 2.
I'm
what is,
bad at this.
What is creepy? If you
I mean,
think
I'm great
about
at
it.
This.
That like crab walk, but upside down and backwards. You know that one I'm talking about?
The one that kids do when they're like walking down the hall.
The kids do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, when
it's something where your kid literally just did that.
Oh yeah, that's true.
You don't remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever watched do you like watching like horror movies and stuff?
No.
I mean, that's too
when they're done well. If it's like cheap jump scares, then it's just tacky. But
what about cheap jumpsuits?
Then I love it. That's great.
Okay. So I guess costuming is what we're talking about for number two. Make sure it ain't cheap, because you've got to put in the hard yards and then you'll get those scares that you've been wanting to get when you make your movies.
You know, you have always said that.
You've
always said that when making a horror film.
All right,
cheap out on your jump scoots. Number one. What's a jump scoot? Oh.
Do you know what number one might be?
Number one.
Might have to do with?
What's that? Come on.
Number one most creepy supernatural thing of all time.
This better be what I think it is. Does not have to rhyme.
Vampires.
Go on.
Because they can only be out at night. And if you might have known about what will happen to them if they go out during the daytime, they sparkle.
That is canon.
And that is
canon.
Fun.
Oh, I thought you were going to say canon.
Canon.
Yeah.
Yes, it's canon.
That is canon.
Twilight of my youth.
Aww.
Is what I'm in right now.
Oh, no. Now I'm sad.
And there you have it. The top seven most creepy things. Summarize, quick. Go.
Is that what I said?
What was number seven?
I can't remember. Part of it. Seven. Your clowns.
What was number six?
Your kid.
Number five.
Yogurt something.
Number four.
Your kid again, I think, doing the crab walk.
Number three.
Hooks on the ceiling.
That was
number seven.
Three was easy. It was Halloween.
Number three. Number three. Friday 13th.
Friday 13th. And number two?
It was bats.
And number one?
I legitimately don't remember number one, even though it's the most recent. Oh, it's Fun in the Sun. It's Vampires in the Sun. Sparkling till the day is done.
And that concludes that segment.
Oh, gosh.
And now...
That was a whirlwind of impressions.
Ah, this is one of the most beloved segments that we've done on the show.
Oh, no.
It's where Tom does a rap to tell us about the latest dance crazes.
Well, I'm Rocket TG, and I'm here to say I cannot dance in any way. But if you want to have a fun time, then you gotta go dance to this rhyme. Everybody knows about TikTok, baby. Can you do the one that everybody's doing today? No, you can't, because you don't know how to dance. You gotta look it on up, and then you practice 9 hours a day. 9 hours a day. Everybody clap your hands. Clap them now. Gotta clap them real loud. While you're playing the piano, you gotta clap them. You're not clapping your hands, Cam. Yeah, you did it. Clap your hands. Clap your hands while you're playing the piano. Clap the hands. Nothing rhymes with piano. Clap the hands. Clap, clap. I think that was the worst thing that I've ever, ever said.
I was concentrating on playing the piano, but I think one of the things was something about TikTok.
Did I say worst? I meant
best.
Most bad. No, that was actually perfect. I don't want to try that again.
You've read it out exactly as I wrote it, so that's impressive.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, your handwriting's terrible.
A lot of cadence.
So I had to make some of that up.
This
is also written in the script.
I'm very, very self-deprecating about my handwriting. Everyone knows that about me.
Well, yeah.
All right, go.
Segment number two for Tommy G is...
Yeah, 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 Dusty Skyle. Yeah, 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 Super Guile.
Popular German phrases to fit in with the cool kids.
Oh, wow.
Is that...
You asked me to speak German, which I haven't done in Yonkies.
That's not true. Years. You live in Hamburg.
Yeah, but I've been here for like ages.
Like a few weeks.
Like a
you
few.
Haven't just forgotten your German.
I've lost it all.
Do you not say all the cool German phrases?
I know all the cool German phrases, like das ist geil, ja, das ist geil, super geil.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means?
Geil is cool, right?
Well, it's, yes, but it actually means sexy.
Really?
Yeah. Or wow, even like sexual.
Even oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's very funny when you have Germans who are not that great at translating and they want to say like,
cool.
They want to say like, oh, that's really like cool in English, and they go, oh, that's really sexy for something that's not sexy at all. Often
I think that makes it even better. That's pretty cool,
doesn't it?
That's
But guile is not a word that apparently you want to say in front of your wife's grandparents. I've learned from experience.
Is that something you did?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
You see, when I've been on tour with various bands and I just kind of like a sieve, pick up the lingo in German of what people are saying.
Yeah.
And I just assume, well, that's just what people say. And then I use that lingo in talking to other people that I've
I mean, that's
met.
Exactly what I'm doing right now with Geil, which I just thought meant cool in a like kind of fun, harmless way. Whatever.
And then you use those words and then someone tells you that's not a very pleasant word to use.
Yeah, wow, okay.
But I didn't know. Yanni says that you can always, based on my vocabulary, you can tell when I've been on tour.
Oh, yep. You pick up a couple of phrases and you test the waters.
Don't really know what it means or how to use
it. But hey, it's fun to say, and that's why I, you know.
If you want to be hip in German, you got to use English words at random moments in your German sentences.
Yeah, okay.
Like the word hip.
Like hip.
The word English word hip.
Yeah, right.
Chuck it in there. You should say, das ist cool.
Das ist cool.
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 You got to not pronounce it in the English way. That cool. makes it even cooler.
Das ist cool.
Das ist cool.
Cool.
Right, exactly. Cool. You got it. So now you're ready to be a German boy.
So now I'm one of the cool kids.
Exactly.
All right. Nice.
Cool Kinder.
Cool Kinder. Yeah. No, I'm just coming to terms with my coolness.
What else is there? What was it again?
Popular German phrases to fit in with the cool kids.
Ah.
Because you've got your finger on the pulse of what the youth of today thinks is cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Here's another one. You got to say danke.
Danke.
But then you say super danke.
Super danke?
And that you would think that would
super
mean...
super thanks.
Yeah, you would think that that would mean super thanks. But really, it's super, comma, thanks. As in, that's great. Thanks very much.
Great, thanks.
Yeah.
Super
but it
danke.
It flows on as if, just as if you were saying super danke. So a lot of people, when they come to Germany, they don't realize that there's a comma there and they say, oh, very,
super.
Very thank you.
Danke. Super danke.
Super danke.
Yeah, you'd think it'd be like, you know, next level danke.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
And that could be what
that's pretty cool. What's the one you say when you leave a cafe? Tschüss?
Tschüss.
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 Tschüss. Here's an interesting thing about that. So when you, in Germany, you can say tschüss.
Mm.
But you can also say ciao, which is obviously from Italian.
Yeah, it's kind
ciao.
Of universal, right?
Yeah. So I've noticed that often people, including myself, will say the opposite of what the other person has said to you. So if someone says tschüss to me, I automatically say ciao. And if I say tschüss to someone else, they'll say ciao. Or if I say ciao to someone, they'll respond with tschüss. It's like a weird thing.
Is it really awkward when you say the same thing?
No, it's not. It's just I've just noticed that people do that sometimes. So
strange.
There you go. Another tip. Go to Germany and use the opposite.
Just always say the opposite of what you want to say.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly great.
Right.
And my last top tip for living in Germany is, which is what I'm assuming this
it's
is turning
not
into.
The subject, but okay. Just trying to fit in with the cool kids.
If you want to fit in with the cool kids, you got to drink one thing and one thing only.
Vollmilch. That's my Vollmilch.
Vollmilch, Vollmilch.
Vollmilch, Vollmilch. And that brings us to today's sponsor, which is Vollmilch. Vollmilch, I think, just means whole milk. Is that right? I know a select few German words, mostly because of Cam. One of them is Vollmilch. And I think about Vollmilch... Once a week. I did, yeah.
Would you like to learn how to pronounce it properly, or are you happy with what
no,
you've
No, I'm good.
Okay,
thanks.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good. Then,
I mean,
we go.
Yes, and I would. No, I would not.
No, I'm happy to not tell you. Let me just say this. You're saying it very wrong.
Yeah.
But I also love how you say it, and I would rather you just live in your bliss of
in my cool little Vollmilch world.
Yes.
Cool.
Exactly.
Cool. I'm gonna. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to stop before I accidentally start saying the word cool, like cool.
Just for everyday life.
Just all the time. People think I'm strange.
And I hope you
And
do.
I can't have that.
All right, Tom.
Wait, little sippy.
Sippins. Wow, he did that loud. Did you name our sponsor?
Yeah, Volmilch.
We'll get to that sponsor later.
No, I don't want that sponsor. I'm happy with Volmilch. We're drinking from branded cups, and I'd rather not say.
That's a little teaser. If you want to know what branding our cups has, both of our cups, they're bright orange with a little blue logo on it. And
it's implied that we're drinking urine. That's all I can say. It's implying that we're drinking
strongly
urine.
Strongly implied.
I kind of regret apple juice right now. That's okay.
Apple juice was a bad choice.
Yeah.
So if you want to know what our cups say on them, then keep listening, because that's going to be something that we'll probably forget to say at the end.
Or just write us an email, you know.
Write us an email at toesocks.beansgrebel/supergeil. So
is it weird? Is it weird to say that?
No, it's great.
Okay, good. It's cool.
It's cool. You could say that it's cool.
Okay, great. Good to know. Thank you. I'm learning.
Did we do the dance craze rap?
Yeah, we did the dance craze. Oh, you've already erased it from your memory. So have I.
Oh, I have six. I got a bonus one.
Hey, me too.
All right. So this is one that is something close to Tom's heart.
My lungs?
Something that he...
It's Tom's lungs.
Tom's lungs.
Tom's lungs.
No, it's you know what I was trying to do. Tom's lungs. I don't know. I don't know how to do it. I can't figure it out.
I
you know what I'm trying to do.
And I don't.
Okay, well then don't just don't bother.
No, work through it. Work through it. See if you can do it.
Da.
Oh, you're trying to go.
I don't know what the chords are. Yeah, that. Tom's lungs.
Yeah, the power of lungs. Hey, Huey Lewis.
And the lungs. You know what song I often...
Little Sippy.
Very... It's so big, though. Right. That song I very often, sing to myself. I'll do it for you.
Oh, yeah.
Out here in the fields, I find myself dreaming.
Not how it goes.
I put my back into the limit. Oh, yeah. I don't want to fight.
Yeah.
To prove what's right. I put my back into the limit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's all I know.
That's actually all I know too. That's the exact point where my knowledge of that song cuts off as well.
Do you know why I know that song?
Yeah. That organ, that's Kane's house? No, your house.
No, it's Kane's house. It was Kane's house. It was, if you want to find that, it's the bloopers of our short film that we filmed about 12?
Yeah, back when I had hair and you.
Boys of Rhythm, it's called. And there's three blooper videos that are, in my opinion, better than the film itself.
I think so too. Actually,
very funny. Yep. Tom found an old keyboard and played that song. And
not knowing most of the song,
and I've never heard the original. I only know what I've heard from you.
You never heard that song?
No.
It's a great song.
It sounds great. I love it. But I only know your version.
Teenage Wasteland.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That's probably why
Teenage Wasteland. It's called Bubba O'Reilly.
What?
Yeah, it's got a song that... It's by The Who.
Ah, Who?
I'm going to have to Google it because I think... 90% sure it's called something that isn't Teenage Wasteland.
How close is that on the lyrics? Because they're very, very clear in my head that that's what the lyrics are.
Yeah, Bubba O'Reilly.
There was no hesitation about those words being the correct words.
Yeah, okay.
Were they correct?
I think a couple of lines were correct, minus a couple of words.
Okay.
You slipped into German for a good hot second there. It was kind of confusing.
Did I say Volmilch again?
You just kept screaming it. I don't know. You're all right.
I disassociated.
You're good? You disassociated. It's known to happen.
And I woke up and the podcast was done. So, whose turn was it? Oh, it's Tom. It's your turn.
Oh, Tommy segment. It's only Tommy's segment. Which one are we going to do now? Would you like to hear the one
it's my turn. Isn't it? For you.
Hey? No, you just did...
I just did the German one.
Yeah, are we still on that? I thought you...
No, I just had a little segue.
We just had a little tangent there. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Strong and tangential.
Wowee.
So, here we go. Tom's top five tips for top five lists.
I am 90% sure we did this last episode. honest to God.
My list.
I listened to episode. It is. You're recycling.
Wow. And that just goes to show that I'm out of ideas.
Boom.
Here we go. Here you go.
You're going to come up with a new one on the fly?
I'm out of ideas. I don't got no ideas.
Good.
I put my back into coming up with ideas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't got ideas.
Yeah, okay.
And then...
You want me to keep going or no?
Keep going. I'm gonna take that from that.
From the top. From the top.
from the middle.
All right.
Okay, here we go. I don't got ideas.
No, we don't.
There's no ideas here.
That was a good high note there.
Thank you. I'm good at singing high, but I'm not good at ideas. We don't know how this song goes from this point on.
I think that's not far off. Or maybe your confidence is just so high that it sounds how the song goes.
I'm very confident.
It's how it goes now.
Tommy's segment.
Little sippy.
Stop sipping.
Don't you tell me what
you
to do.
You shouldn't have had so much vol milch.
I just can't help it, you know?
All right. Well, then I got a top 10 for you.
You're making up a top 10?
No, I've got prepared? One here. I'm just doing next one.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Tom's top 10 tips for picking up chicks.
Hi-oh. I have to come up with 10 of these?
Number 10.
Oh, gosh. Now you're gonna have to go out into your chicken coop and maybe bring some veggie scraps. That's
and
it.
And then?
Is this number 9?
Number 9.
I'm feeling fine because I know that these do not have to rhyme, but I am choosing to go into the chicken coop and clean up in there.
Number 8.
If your chickens aren't feeling great, maybe let them go around in the yard for a bit.
Number 7.
Chickens like soothing soundscapes. Play the meditation music like this.
Number 6.
I'm not done. Still going. Clap your hands, chickens. Is that a chicken sound? Keep going, I'm not done. Number 6. Get your chickens to clap your hands, and if they don't have hands, well then you're doing all right. Because they're not supposed to.
Number 5.
Number 5 is the whole point of being alive. You know, if your chickens don't have hands, that's where your hands come in. Reach into the chicken coop. Grab that chicken. Firmly and securely, but gently, like you're holding a little bird.
Okay.
You gonna go to number 4?
Number 4!
Number 4. You want some more tips for picking up chicks? You gotta hold them firmly and gently, like I said before. Yes, I understand that we're at number 4.
Number number three.
Number three, better listen to me. You gotta lift with your knees. Because some of these chickens are gosh darn heavy. You don't want to put your back out, because that's no fun for anyone.
Number two.
Number two, you better listen to you. Trust your gut, and if you think you're going to put your back out, maybe get a friend to help you too when lifting these chickens.
Number one.
Number one, once the job is done and you've picked up the chicks, you can have fun in the sun. You gotta open up the door to the chicken coop, and you gotta get your broom and sweep out all the poop, and then you give them veggie scraps and you put them on the lawn. You get them to walk out in the sun all day, and I have run out of ideas.
Out here in the coop.
I'm sweeping up poop. I'm trying to pick up all the chickens. I put my back out. Trying to pick up that chicken. This whole segment was a misunderstanding. Oh yeah. And yet, that was perfect. No notes.
I agree. No notes.
No notice. Oi. Cammy got them skills.
That was cool.
Oh, I suppose
that actually helps me a lot, because I'm thinking of starting a chicken farm.
Is that true?
And now I know how to pick them up.
Pick them up. Pick them up. Nice. Chicken noises. Oh, we were talking about farms. Here you go.
All right, here we go. Oh, yeah.
You ready for this?
I'm ready. I think you might have turned into a chicken at the end of that.
It's the great, the great yogurt farm in the sky. Oh boy.
Is this the bonus one?
No, this was one of the legit ones.
It's called The Great Yogurt Farm in the Sky.
I famously put so much thought into these and spend so much time working on these segment titles.
You've had 2 years, Tom.
I've had 2 years, and I came up with a lot of these on the way here.
Every day you sit down.
Every day I have the blues.
And you look at your phone and you say, not today.
Today is not the day, no.
This feels wrong.
I could get ahead of this, but no. My best work is done in the car ride on the way here.
Should I tell you how you have come to that conclusion?
Please, right after this little sippy. That's good. Von Milch.
I'll tell you why I think that. Because I think all your work is done on the way to wherever you're going.
I thought you were going to...
your best and your worst is done on the way to wherever you're going.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, that's fair. About it, that's fair.
You could also say that your worst work is done on the way to where you're going.
That's true. All of it. Yeah. Best and worst. I thought you were going to come out with, like, I think that all of your work is your best work. I thought it was going to be a nice little moment.
Way more wholesome.
Yeah. But you know we're not about that.
What do you think about this?
We're about being mean. That's kind of whole notesome. Hey, you don't have enough fingers.
I don't.
Let me help. Oh, no, we're back. Okay. What was my thing? The Great Yogurt Farm in the Sky.
Great Yogurt Farm in the Sky.
Do you know what that song is?
No. I don't live...
You don't know The Who.
Keep going.
You don't know The Who.
Who?
You don't know Pink Floyd.
Floyd?
What it...
That joke doesn't work as well.
Floyd? Oh, I see what you're trying to do. That's actually pretty clever.
I always say Floyd when I'm confused.
Floyd?
Well, where does yogurt come from?
You were raised on yogurt.
You've got some... Oh, is that why you... I think you implied last time that I was raised on a yogurt.
Implied?
Farm.
Those are the facts. Look it up. You got your own Wikipedia page now.
Oh, we should make Wikipedias for each other.
How hard is it to make a Wikipedia? I'm one step ahead of you.
Wait, really?
So, no, not really.
Oh my goodness. Imagine if I just
not yet, but I'm working on it right now.
I'm one step ahead of you in that I've thought of it but haven't done anything else. I suppose that is one step ahead.
That is a first step. Yeah. Some might say that's the only step.
In your history? If you had a yogurt farm in the sky, would it rain yogurt upon your eye?
That's beautiful.
Would you look up there and think, a chicken is doing a poopy on me? But in the end, it was just some delicious sea yogurt-y goodness.
Now scream for 10 minutes. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Nice.
Is that what you... it would have been better if I knew the song, hey?
You know, I wasn't actually listening. I'm so sorry.
You said nice in a very appropriate place.
I've just been training myself to like give you positive feedback without actually listening to what you're saying. It's
that is smart, very useful trick. And it's really all I need. So.
Well, there you go. You get your validation. I get to not listen to your talk. It's everybody wins.
It's a win-win.
Yeah. Except you, listener.
So this one is the first idea that I had, and I think it's pretty good, and I think you're going to love it. So
you're going to hate the first one that I had. Go on. I didn't mean to interrupt. You're so angry right now.
I'm raging.
You're furious. Are you crying?
I'm crying with rage.
This is what happens when you don't play in C major.
I thought I'd shake it up a bit because I can't get out of the 1/4.
Me neither. Me neither.
Okay.
Clap your hands.
Stop clapping. This is introducing Tom Grebel's latest album, Children's Songs for Every Occasion. Oh. And we're going to start with his top 10 hit, which is called Grandma's Funeral.
Aww.
Here we go.
Clap your hands. Yeah. Have you ever been to a grandma's funeral? It's not a very fun place to be. Have you ever clapped your hands at a grandma's funeral? You probably shouldn't. Just saying. So clap your hands for your gran. Clap your hands, cause it's what she would have wanted. Kids. Now it's a kid's song, cause I'm talking to the kids.
All right, and then the next one we've got here.
I'm sad now.
The next one is called...
Cam unlocks his phone.
Cam unlocks his phone. It's called Mum and Dad Are Yelling Again.
Oh, no. Mum and Dad yelling again. You gotta clap your hands. Mum and Dad are yelling again because I'm watching sports. They both like sports. But they like different sports teams. Oh no! Mom and Dad are getting a divorce. And it's all your fault. Oh no! Now I'm super sad.
Well, this is a kid.
We got to make it clear that this is a kid's album.
No, this is a cheer album. It's called I Went to Bed.
I Went to Bed? Oh no. Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Kids, clap your hands if you ever went to bed. I'm clapping my hands because I do it sometimes. It's normal. It's so normal. Ain't nothing wrong, but if there was, I'd just clap my hands. Then I feel better. Really gotta pee, so I'm gonna go to bed. Kids, I'm running out
next
of ideas.
Next one's called I Cheated on My Science Test and I Think My Teacher Saw.
Oh no. H20.
It's a chemical symbol for water. I know that cause I looked it up. I looked it up on my Wikipedia page after I wrote it on my Wikipedia page. Creating content on my Wikipedia page. And then I use it to cheat on my test. Oh no! Here comes my science teacher. He says, Tom, did you just look up something you wrote on your Wikipedia page? Yeah. You know what you're gonna have to do? You're gonna stay back after school and you clap your hands. I say, clap your hands 100 times to make up for what you've done. Writing lines is outdated. Sometimes you just gotta put those hands together, you know? I'm tired.
Oh, this is the last one that's called primary school. Tired. Give me that.
Give me that volume.
Last one called primary school love.
Wait, I need a little sippy. Oh, it's good volume. It's called what?
Primary school love.
Oh. Why is it so sad?
How do you do romantic?
I don't know. Sad.
Well, that's why.
All right.
I got a romantic thing.
Yeah. Okay. I saw you looking at your Wikipedia page during the science test. I saw you cheating on your science test. Do you wanna go on a date? Because I like people with Wikipedia pages. It means you're notable in the science community. Yeah, that's pretty good. Now I'm trying to yodel. It's not really working. Yes, I'm trying to yodel. Do you like yodeling? Do you want to go to the rodeo? I live on a yogurt farm. What was this supposed to be about? Again, clap your hands. Oh yeah, clap your hands, everybody. Take a little sippy of your Volmilch. That was it. I'm done. Okay, good. Nice.
Oh man,
that was unhinged.
And that album is available to throw in the bin whenever you want to remove it to your trash folder.
How's right now?
Good stuff.
Was
I
it?
Loved it.
I liked it. I thought it was yeah.
Obsessed with that.
Gee.
What do you got?
All right. What do we got? Okay. Do you want to hear the one that I wrote when I was sober, or the one that I made up when I was not sober? I'm going to give you the one that I came up with. This is the one that I came up with in advance. The one that I've only ever came up with in advance.
In the last 10 years of podcasting?
Yeah, what? It's been a good minute. It's been. Or if you want a cool German phrase, ich bin. That's pretty good.
I love that. That was good? Super cool.
Super cool. Well, hey, tschüss.
Truce.
Ciao.
Okay, yeah, let's hear the drunk one.
Hey, I never said I was drunk. I just said I was not sober.
Let's hear the not sober one.
Okay, this
not
is the one
sober
I...
Not sober in love.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
And this is like, I came up with it on the fly and I had to pull the car over and write it down.
So you...
It was on the way here. I just drank a whole bottle of whiskey and I it was 10 in the morning. Hey, I'm playing the theme song. Please don't judge me for this.
I think I said please don't clap.
Please clap. I wanna... Oh, wait, what is it?
Judgment.
This is... I wanna weld. I wanna skateboard. I wanna learn how to 3D print. Skills. That is... Cam is falling down and back crying. Up. Yeah, he's back.
Sorry, it's called skills?
No. It's... Here's what I wrote down. I want to weld. I want to skateboard. I want to learn how to 3D print. Skills. Those are all things that I actually do want to... not so much skateboarding. I'm not really into that. But I had to come up with a middle one. I want to learn how to weld and I want to learn how to 3D print.
What do you want to do with welding and 3D printing and woodwork together? What do you want to make? You can make anything.
Skateboard?
Skateboard.
Could probably do that.
That's all you need, really.
That's all you need. You got the wood. You got the metal. You got the 3D printed ramps.
There's 3D... ramps.
Could do like a...
You gotta have ramps.
What's your favorite skateboarding trick? And can you do it right now?
My favorite skateboarding trick that I can do from seated is the one where you fall on your butt.
So good at that.
But probably my favorite skateboarding trick is 1080 360 ollie with a flip and a twist and a twisty boy.
Can you demonstrate
maybe,
that?
Maybe ollie was the only word that was actually... skateboarding related.
Is it
related.
Short for Oliver?
Oh, yeah. I'll get my friend Oliver to do it 1080 360.
There you go. That's a lot of degrees.
It's basically...
That's why they call you Mr. Fahrenheit. Traveling at the speed of light, I want to make a soup.
I want to what? Make a soup?
I want to make a soup.
Like
the... Isn't that how the... I think the CD that I learned that song off actually
what
cuts
CD?
Out there. You don't know that song either?
No.
This is all nonsense
Stop
to you.
Stop saying random words.
Oh.
My stomach hurts.
Don't tell me that entire thing was lost on you.
Yes. What are you talking about? Soup?
Oh, now only the listener will understand.
Oh, well.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve. Yeah.
Our one listener.
We really should have just called you. We could have saved all this recording
nonsense.
This could
nonsense. Have been an email, really. This whole podcast could have been an email.
Oh. I even wrote half of it down.
Oh, gosh.
So it's a song.
All I have to do is hit send.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good chat.
Good chat, I guess.
Bye. Tschüss.
Bye. Tschüss. Ciao. Super geil.
So you want to know what skills I want to learn? Is that what you're saying?
That's up to you. I didn't give you anything but a prompt.
I would love to.
A very, very specific prompt about the skills that I want to learn.
Oh, you told me what you told me some skills and then you said skills. So I guess you told me the category of the context of what you wanted me to understand the previous statements.
Look, buddy, it's called I was drunk, okay? I was
drink driving.
Drunk.
It's not a joking matter, Tom.
I wasn't driving, okay? I was driving on the way here. I wasn't drunk. These are two separate incidents. I was drunk.
Yeah.
Another time, different location, different time, I was driving.
And which part of this did you make up when you were drunk and which part when you were driving?
The getting pulled over by the police. that bit I didn't make up. Wait, which part did I make up? I got pulled over on the way here. By, guess who? The cops. The very police I was trying to outrun. Who'd have thought? Oh, what a time, I said. What a time. They let me off the hook because they knew I was going to record this podcast and or send this email. A little sippy.
Oh, man. That was a weird wild ride.
Where are we?
Being pulled over at this point, I think.
Gosh.
So,
you've been drunk?
What?
You've never been drunk.
Never been drunk.
Not once.
Not once. The most I've ever been is I don't even know whether you'd say tipsy. They tried to get me drunk on my bachelor party, but I don't think it really worked.
Well, they kept feeding you orange juice.
Yeah, that was the problem. They kept feeding cordial. Me you're apple a, juice from my...
You were bouncing around like
crazy. Is it time to reveal?
Reveal what?
Our next sponsor?
No.
Okay, we'll leave it to the end.
Are we going to do it?
Of course we are. It's our most important sponsor.
Will they not appreciate that? Will they appreciate it?
Of course.
I'm going to email them this podcast and just see what they say.
But the transcript or it the, is all written the recording?
Down, word for word that you scrawled out on this piece of paper before the show.
It would be cool if... would it be cool? It would be something that could have happened if we got like a text generator to listen to the podcast and write it into text.
Oh yeah, there you go.
For our
what would Chat blind... Gapoot think of this?
probably Gapoot. Say. Is that how you pronounce that?
So yeah, I think so.
Chat Gapoot.
Have I been saying it wrong this whole time?
Chat Gapoot. It's short for Chat Gapoot.
Chat Gapoot because it's a computer
for chatting.
Have I just been saying Gapoot wrong as well?
Have you gotten it to code anything for you?
What?
Apparently, you can do coding.
Oh yeah,
codeine.
Apparently you can do coding.
Yeah,
I've heard that stuff's addictive. Sometimes.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No, I get a computer to do it instead.
Computer.
My segment or your segment?
Ah, we're still on skills.
Are we in the middle of one?
We are right in the middle, and I'm telling you right now that one of the skills that I would love to be able to have.
The suspense is killing me.
Is being able to think of things faster. Does that make sense?
Ooh, yeah, that'd be fun.
So like a brain that kind of works in the way that you want it to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like someone kind of, tells you to think of something really, really quick.
And then you can just like, but do it.
And then you can actually just like, put together some words in a sentence and then just say it. And then it's fine. And then people give you money for that. That'd be pretty good.
In advertising.
Yeah.
We should start a podcast.
I think that is a brilliant idea. No, please, after you.
All right, here we go.
I had nothing.
What were you saying?
I just went, and then hoped that my brain would complete it as I was saying it. But clearly you had something planned, so please.
All right, here we go.
5, 6, 7, 8.
I forgot it now.
Okay.
All right, so.
Those are the kind of skills I'd love to have.
Those are the kind of skills I'd love to have.
And then we start a podcast.
And also, breakdancing would be cool.
That'd be cool.
I could break dance around.
Yeah.
Show off my skills.
There you go.
So, is my turn?
Pay the bills. Yeah. Yes, please. Please. I was so done with that.
So.
I can't believe I kept that on the list.
I can't believe that
it's,
you did
it's
that.
Just too good. Like, so, I think that's the best thing I've ever come up with.
Wow. I've only got one more.
Oh, gosh.
And it's one I stole from.
The outtakes.
The outtakes.
The spooky outtake. You're giving me a spooky look. Hey, nice theme song. Clap your hands.
Tom's best 40 words. Number one.
Good pun. Did that have to be real words?
Yeah.
Land. Golf. Burb. Blurb. That's a real word. Snap. Snap. I'm really panicking for words here. I can't do this on the fly.
One word.
Oh, one word. One word. Here it comes. It is.
Look around the room.
I'm just looking around the room. It is.
A lot of things here.
Clown. Hook. Spooky. Yogurt. How many is that? That's four. That's okay. So how many? is that beans talk podcast.
Pubcast. Well,
that's 40, right?
That must be about 40.
That's 40. Tums. Some of them were real.
Top 40. Some of them. The first 10 were definitely.
Some of them.
I wonder if we could put those first 10 syllables together to make one word. I'm going to try and do that. In the
maybe
edit.
My subconscious was trying to form one big long word.
Okay, here we go.
40 syllables.
So I'm going to cut the first 10 attempts that Tom had of saying a word.
Oh, and try and form
it. And then make it, put it all together, and this is real. Don't say anything. And this is the word.
Gammagippens. Langlefer.
Okay, so hopefully I remember to do that.
Even if you don't, that's still pretty good.
Yeah, great. Love
wow.
it. So write in if you enjoyed that.
Email us.
Have you got one more?
I think I got one more bonus one. I'm going to pick the better of the two that I have left.
I love it.
Oh, baby, I want to hear your segment title. Then I'm going to do it. I'm going to clap my hands.
Why do mine always end up like that? It's called Shabam Martial Arts for Self-Defense with Sensei Cam.
Ah, Sensei.
Yeah. Martial Arts for Self-Defense.
Give me some music.
Woo-wah!
Give me some music.
Oh, music. Sorry, I thought you said...
First you chop.
That's it. First you chop. You know, it's not a cooking show, right?
I need some framework. Ask me some questions about martial arts and I'll answer.
How do you do it? Have you ever killed a man?
You know I've killed a man. I've killed many men.
All at once?
You take it.
Or one by one.
I was in Mexico and I killed them Juan by Juan.
Ah, terrible.
Yeah.
Terribly great.
Yeah, basically, what you first need to do, the key to martial arts is having more weapons than the other person.
Yeah, okay.
It's all about reach.
Yeah.
Right? And so if the other person has a sword, let's go smaller. The other person has a fist.
Yep, that is smaller than a sword.
The smallest weapon is the fist. Actually, a needle.
Beautiful.
If the other person has a needle and they want to poke you with it.
Oh, no.
Then you're going to need a shield for that to stop that pokage.
That is
but
true.
But what about a shield with a needle attached to the front of it?
Ah.
Roman style.
Is that what the Romans did?
No, they had to...
Is that why their empire lies in ruins?
That's exactly
is
right.
Is that why?
They took it too far.
We're talking about the fall of Rome now. Is that where we're going?
It was a combination of multiple factors, but the main one was their shield structure was too pointy.
Oh.
Because they just kept poking each other by accident.
Yep.
Ever had a friendly fire?
That's a Roman thing.
That's
a Roman thing.
Yeah, because the other problem was that the pointy needle bit on the shield was made of flint. And they would often just rub it against each other's armor and then
it's
go
like,
up in flames.
Yeah. And then, well, they'd still be friends after that incident.
They'd still be friends. Burnt to cinders, they would shake hands and
they'd
go,
be like, oh, look.
Still friends.
Know, still friends after still all friends. These years. There you go.
Despite the flames.
Nice little fun fact there for your Friday morning.
So that's Romans. Now we're moving on in history to the...
Was this a history bit? Or
I think so.
I thought it was a... This is martial arts for self-defense.
That's right. And I have killed people, but only...
Thank you for clarifying.
Only
I appreciate it.
In a sense that I was not defending myself. I was the aggressor.
And did they deserve it?
They definitely did not deserve it.
No, of course.
So most...
Else why would you kill them?
Why would I kill? Killing is... My most famous kill was... Batman's parents. You ever heard of them?
Oh, yeah, the Waynes. I know them.
The Waynes, yeah. I didn't know that they would be... I didn't know that he would be Batman at the time. I just thought to myself, you know what? I saw them and I thought, why not?
Ah.
Puns work great.
That's, yeah, that's always good.
Especially with no audience. I wonder whether they would work with an audience. Does anybody really like puns, actually?
Puns? I'm going to say no.
Great.
And if you say that you do, then you're a damn liar. So
yeah.
That's okay.
Let's accuse. Who'd you like to accuse?
I accuse. J'accuse.
Me?
I accuse you.
What a key to choose to do that in. You really struggled there.
I was, that took all of my capacity there.
You gotta go with C, mate.
Not F sharp.
So that concludes the segment entitled Martial Arts for Beginners.
Something like that.
Something like that.
And all of my segments, I think. Do you have any left?
Only the outro song.
Outro song! This has been Beanstalk. Your yearly improvised podcast.
2 years this time.
Sometimes it's 2 years. Sometimes I drink some beers and outrun the cops while thinking of segments. Ooh, you can dance, you can drive, having a beer while you drive. Ooh, clap your hands.
CMP style.
Thank you for listening. You made it.
Before we forget that. All right.
Okay. All right. People, we're going to reveal our sponsor. We were just about to hit stop
on this
thing.
It's time to. So we've got two orange cups. I found them in the bottom of our drawer.
Oh, boy.
And they have provided these cups for our use on the podcast specifically.
They don't know about it.
They don't know about it, but they will soon. And thank you very much to the Perth Urology.
Did you balk it? You balked it. He's balked it.
The Perth Urology Clinic for supporting this podcast with your cups and apple juice.
It is very unsettling to drink anything out of these cups, but we appreciate the hard work that you've done.
Very, very thank you.
Very thank you.
Super thanks. Super thanks.
Super danke.
This is Cam signing out with a howdy doody and a bye-bye to you toody.
This is Tom saying if you...